As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Well, hello there. We got a lot to get to. I'm going to do my damnedest to balance it all. I'll probably fail. Hopefully you, the listeners, can help us. Because tonight is one of the best sports nights of the year in this city. I think the attention split is going to be something we address at 3 o'clock. Normally the draft would be my A, B, C, and D priority. But tonight I think the draft might be relegated to the iPad. We're going to get to it. It's all about Pistons-Knicks for me, but we'll talk about the draft, certainly. But any of this stuff trying to figure out what the Lions are doing, like any of us or any of you have a clue, is a complete fool's errand. It's a waste of time. You zig, Holmes is going to zag. So we're going to get to it because we can play scenarios and have a little fun with it, but no, we're not going to seriously break down pick 28 because, candidly, guys, hell, I haven't watched some of these players. Hey, take Chet Zabin from North Dakota. Haven't seen him.
Greg Zabel.
Whatever. Steve Zabin. All right,
NFL film.
I want to get into this. Can we just start with Kirby Joseph?
Yep.
I don't know if fans are going to choose violence. Rico, I want you to tell me if I am just a victim here of Cialis City. I've laid down my sword. I just don't care anymore. Like, there's no sense yelling or even getting mad at what the Lions do because, A, fans just drink the bathwater. If you criticize Holmes and go, geez, I don't really want to pay a safety $22 million a year at the cost of losing XYZ, they'll say, well, we want to be good for 15 years. Mm-hmm. I'll say you didn't win a playoff game last year. Ultimately, here's where it is. If I say I just don't want the highest paid safety in the league, especially when I've got Brian Branch right behind him. That's not an issue about me not liking Kirby. I love Kirby Joseph. But I got him signed this year. Mm-hmm. And there are mechanisms in place in this league where if you really want to keep him or not, we can discuss that. Yeah. I don't need to run out. And I mean, Rico, I want you to just think about this. This is just some data for you. So now, obviously, he's the highest paid safety in the league. That's above Antoine Winfield Jr., who makes 21. Again, Derwin James, never healthy, $19 million. Minka Fitzpatrick, another borderline playoff team. Buda Baker, non-playoff team. Xavier McKinney, Packers, 16.7. Jesse Bates, Atlanta, not a playoff team, $16 million. Javon Holland with the bum-ass Giants, $15 million. I can keep going, but I don't need to. If you're a big-time team, you don't pay safeties.
Nope.
So I like Kirby. I'm not slandering Kirby. I'm happy as hell for the kid. He got his money. You're out there risking your body. You deserve to get paid and take care of your family. I'm not going to shred it, but we predicted this, that it would be the day of the draft.
I'm Brand.
And they would drop a bomb and pay one of their own, do it early. And the reality is, look, if they win a Super Bowl, it worked. If they didn't, it doesn't. If they make one, there'd be a debate. That's really the only thing that matters. Not you, not Rico, not me. The opinions, it's just all or nothing. They either win the Super Bowl or they don't. And look, I like signing my own players to a point, but it's kind of gotten a little far for me. You know, 22 mil a year for Kirby Joseph. Well, basically now, do you plan on having 40 million of safety between Brian Branch and Kirby Joseph? So does that basically mean Laporta is gone? I mean, are you going to do? You going to pay Gibbs 20 million?
You're playing musical chairs. Somebody's going to be left out. So
sounds like J-Mo.
It really does. And that's the fan favorite, because that's the one where, man, you say anything bad about him and you don't know football and how dare you. Somebody's not going to get paid. This was one where I wouldn't have done it. I think it's unnecessary. I'm like you. I'll just keep franchise tagging you if I need to.
And again, there's a fixed cost to that. And I want to make sure you don't get slandered on the text. Yes, that is a fully guaranteed bomb you're hitting your cap with. The point is, I don't know. I like Kirby Joseph a lot. I already had him under contract. Not everybody can get paid early. 4 years and $86 million, man. Yes, you're right. By year 3 and 4, the cap may go up enough, I won't care. But in the meantime, you weren't able to do anything this offseason of note because you were too busy doing this. Mm-hmm. And again, for a team where Ali McNeil may not play till Thanksgiving, or a team who's got their best pass rusher coming off a broken twig, I just prioritize different things. Yeah. I like Kirby, but he was already an employee. I don't have to pay you early.
He wasn't the one I was expecting. I thought Hutch was going to be the first one.
Well, that may be later today.
Right.
The way they operate?
Oh, it'll be at least one or two more before the draft.
That's what it feels. Remember last year? It was insane.
I think, what was it? Who was it? Goff was the holdout. It was like it was Sewell. It was Amon-Ra. Yep. And we were like, oh, so where's Goff? And just wait. His came a couple days later.
Yeah, so look, I'd like to have a conversation about it. I don't know that that's in the offing. But there's no yelling and screaming. There's no point to it. Ultimately, they're not going to change. This is their strategy. Draft, develop, sign. And they're going to do it till the brakes come off. I mean, this is what they're going to do. They're not going to go big in free agency. They're not going to go and make a huge trade. They're just not going to do that stuff.
Yeah.
They like their room. They like their people. And even though Dan Campbell once said, we can't get seduced and fall in love with our own people, it's exactly what they're going to do. So it's either going to be good enough or it's not. And that's just where I'm at. I'm not going to lie to my audience and yell and scream about it because we expected it.
But knock on the door, it was Cupid. And Dan Campbell fell in love with the people that he asked. We should have known something, Mike, when Kirby Joseph threw out the first pitch for the Tigers. And he was like, yeah, we're close. That's when it's imminent. It's going to happen. It did happen. I wasn't shocked. As I stated, not something that I would do. But if you keep going at this pace, in the musical chairs of paying everybody, somebody's going to be left there holding the bag. And the way it's looking, I mean, maybe it is going to be J-Mo. I think that you could have waited on this because you're right. Safety, to me, is not that make or break player that your defense absolutely has to have.
Like, yeah, but and again, I know what's coming. Well, he led the league in interceptions. That's a circumstantial statistic. A lot of luck factor.
I was about to say, right place, right time for a lot of those interceptions.
Yeah, and you give him credit for some, but like some of the best corners in history, they don't get interceptions.
Because they don't throw at them.
Some of the best safeties, they don't get interceptions. Right. You know, I don't let that one stat guide me to where, oh, I got to pay this guy $22 million a year. I like Kirby. It's not slanderous. Just for me, I'm more fascinated. All right, who are you showing the door? Because it's just getting to a point now. You're going to start seeing names disappear. Mm-hmm. So would I have chosen Kirby over Brian Branch? No, I think Branch is more versatile. Would I have chosen Kirby over Laporta?
I'm going to say no, because I think
push.
If you have a top tight end in Laporta, especially in the red zone, look, his numbers went down and people are like, oh, well, he wasn't. Because you had more weapons, because you had J-Mo back, because you had other people scoring. Just because his numbers went down doesn't mean he wasn't as effective as he was the first year.
I would like to know your reaction to it. And again, if it's not about liking Kirby. Let's get a little bit deeper into the conversation. Are you getting a little uncomfortable with the amount of money and how early you're paying your own people at the cost of going all in? Because, guys, that's what this is. Okay? Doing this, the byproduct of doing it the way you're doing it is you can never go all in. You can't go and get your Saquon Barkley, not positionally, but from an impact standpoint. You can't go out and make the move that puts you over the top. And for many of you, hey, hell us, I wouldn't have turned my nose at the guy. Would have been a Trey Hendrickson. Well, the reason you can't make moves like that are generally things like this.
Mm-hmm.
So just where are you at with it? I don't think it requires yelling, screaming, or, you know, any slander. But no, not surprised. I just, safety for me is never where I'm going to put 10% of my salary cap. But whatever. He's a good player. And I know you guys will mostly love it because you can't say anything about this team.
He's a fan favorite. Kirby Joseph, yeah.
So that's fine.
I like Minnie Merton Hanks.
He's a damn good player, Rico.
He is. He is, Mike. But yeah, a lot of the interceptions were, you know, kind of right place, right time. There you go. Okay, he got the pick. But, you know, it's a safety. There's safeties coming out every year out of
college. Just go look at the safety contracts around the league. And outside of a couple who are making $20, $21 million, that's a $9 to $10 million position.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I'm not making that up. And yes, Kyle Hamilton will sign and the Ravens will go over the top and pay him and do whatever. There's always exceptions to the rule. Is Kirby one of those?
But see, Kyle Hamilton to me kind of seems like their version of Branch where you can move him around and do different things.
He's a different things. Player. Yes. I'm with you. 248-539-9797. We'll get with you guys. We are going to get to the draft. We are certainly going to get to Pistons basketball as well. That's where my attention is today. I'm sorry. It's the biggest Pistons game in 15 years. LCA is going to be a snake pit. It's got my complete attention tonight. And they better have final countdown.
It better be, man. You courtside. Don't get run over by a player.
Nope. Definitely not.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femenino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, we're wrapping a little Kirby Joseph to start just to get it out of the way and see where you guys are at. And then we get to business, draft, Pistons, the whole bit. Again, I gave you the top paid safeties in the league. There's not a real Super Bowl team in the mix there. It's just not a position you pay a lot for. But this is what Brad Holmes does. They're not going to change. I'm not yelling about it. It's up to you guys. For me, I'm not spending $86 million on Kirby Joseph over 4 years, especially when I have him signed. And you know what? I'm not going to let a safety leverage me. So that's just where I would be at. But guess what? in the end, if they win the Super Bowl, nobody will care. And if they don't, this is the type of stuff we're going to rake them over to Coles for.
Would you say the safety is kind of the defensive version of the running back?
For me, it is.
Kind of use them up and move along?
Yeah, especially when I have Brian Burns.
Yeah,
Brian. Just, to me, that's the differential. One guy can drop down and cover people as well as play back. And I look.
Well, Branch has the versatility that this team loves. That, yes, correct. You're right. I put you at the corner. People get injured. I can move you all around. You can play safety. You can do whatever I need you to do. Heck, I can bring you in on a blitz if need be. And
the point I'm making, Rico, is they're not making these moves up front where it really matters. And it's because they're so concerned about bills coming due. And it's like, okay, well, who had the gun to your head to pay Kirby?
I was about to say, when you're creating your own bills, I can't feel sorry for you.
Oh, but he would walk in free agency. Well, I have the franchise tag, or I have the restricted, or hear me out. You let him walk.
Yeah.
And you get a compensatory pick and you trust Brad. See, this is my problem with Lions fan. I'm not mad at you guys. I'm just communicating. You don't get to tell me what a great drafter he is, but then fear a guy walking away because you can't replace him. It can't be both. You can't shake both hands. I trust Brad Holmes drafting. In fact, I probably trust it too much. Like tonight at 28, who do they draft? Don't care. He'll be good. The point is, if Kirby walks, I trust we can replace him. The replacement cost of a safety at $22 million... I'll take the chance because I'd rather look. Obviously, I'm paying Aiden, but Rico, moreover, there are so many moves they don't make because they're so obsessed keeping their own guys. It's like, okay, is the pass rush better?
Yeah.
Especially with Aleem, maybe not playing till Turkey Day.
No.
So I go, oh, but we got Roy Lopez. All right, good for you.
Aquadine.
Yeah, Almondine Muhammad, TJ's boy. We'll go to David for the ticket tech, see what everybody's got to say on this.
I'm with Mike. Kirby, to me, isn't even the best safety on the team when compared to Branch. To me, this seems like a quote-unquote falling in love with your own guys type of situation.
Hey, David.
Like this extension.
David, seems like, sounds like, feels like. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on it? I apologize we didn't come to you before ticket text. I mean, what was your reaction to it?
If I was going to sign, I'm just talking about between the safeties that they have, because you have another one, it would have been Branch, which means you don't have to do anything with Kirby right now. Let him walk. Franchise tag him. I like what Rico said. Franchise tag him. Even if it's just a year, you have options here. You don't have to do anything now. He wasn't a free agent until the end of next season.
That's just it, David. And that's if only you're really in love with him, because there's a lot of big name safe or older safeties that are still free agents right now because teams just kind of let them go and said, well, we'll figure it out at the end and see how much money we have. And that's, you know, we'll pick up somebody there off the clearance rack.
I'll just tell you this. I mean, I hate to relate it back to my team, but we paid Minka. What has that done for us? Nothing.
It's limited you.
Done absolutely nothing. So Ticket Text here says, not thrilled with the Kirby extension. Only thing keeping me sane is knowing that the cap will keep going up and other safeties a year from now will be more.
So let me ask a question, guys. And I don't want to get too in the weeds. I don't want to bore people to death, maybe more than I already am. But why, you know, if you're fearful of Kirby and walking away, slap the transition tag on him. The transition tag lets Kirby go out into the market and see what he's worth, and you keep right of first refusal. So Kirby, I'll tell you what. Go out, if someone's willing to pay you $22 million a year, we could just arrive at this point next year. You know what I wouldn't have to do, boys? I wouldn't have to have done a thing right now. The transition tag is powerful. It empowers the player to go seek the best deal. And in the end, you still get the right of refusal to where if he signs for a price that you don't like, you say, thanks for stopping by, San Diego. But that's my whole point, is you have these tools in the toolbox. I don't think you needed to run out and make him the highest paid safety in the sport. I'm sorry. But again, I don't have it in me to yell. I don't have it in me to even get upset, because he is a good football player. But I'm more annoyed at the Lions seemingly, like, this entracted position they have, that this is the only way to do it. Okay, well, listen. Basically, it's show or go this year. Bleep or get off the pot. If they go out, they don't win a bunch of playoff games, they don't make a Super Bowl, what's it all for? So that's going to be the litmus test. Sorry, David.
No, go ahead. Mike, but you're exactly right, because while we talk about it, and fans want to quote it back in our face on Ticket Text and say, but you all talk about the cap, not being real. This is true. It's just true. You're right. But no, at some point, though, you're going to be like the Saints. You're signing everyone to these big deals. At some point, it's going to come back and bite you in the butt.
Let me explain it for the people in the back. No, the cap isn't real, right? Tongue in cheek. It's not. You can find money. You can do things. But when you're handing out deals that make the player you're signing the highest paid player in the history of the sport at their given position, you start to now make it more difficult to do the things you want to do in the short term. Meaning, look, I have Kirby under contract. I have that transition tag. Or I could franchise tag him next year. That would allow me this year to deploy that money to get the pass rusher that so many Lions fans want, covet, need, desire. Mm-hmm. You can't do everything all the time. So my whole point is, okay, you want to sign Penei Sewell. No one would ever complain. Penei is arguably the best tackle in the league. Fine. Got to get your quarterback paid. You want to pay Amon-Ra. You know Aiden's coming. Now, outside of that, you got to be tactical. If I'm going to hand out new market-defining contracts, it's going to be to difference makers. I do not view safeties in 2025 as the driving force to winning. If you don't believe me, look at the top 10, 12 paid safeties in the league and look at the teams they're on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry that facts are mean.
From Nico in A2, he says, the $22 million to Kirby, $8 million to Barnes, could have been the $30 million needed to pay Hendrickson.
You're not going to hear me argue, but I've given up my sword. I've given Rico the captain's hat, iceberg right ahead. I'm going down.
Going back to bed?
That's it. I'm going to bed like the old couple in Titanic. I'm going to lay down and die. I just can't do it no more.
I know.
Because, no, I mean, Nico, you're right, bud, but it just doesn't seem to be how they want to do things.
They don't want to bring in an outsider, and I guess I am praying that the edge that we all covet will come tonight in the draft, because they'll tell you this is the person who we had pegged the entire time.
Kirby, you know that.
Kirby led the league in picks, and that's not a coincidence. That's without the line pressure, changed almost every single game last year. I'm glad they paid him.
Good. Run out and get that jersey.
AC from Monroe says, money aside, why sign Kirby the night before the draft? The timing is absurd. What if a safety now falls into your lap this weekend?
Holmes will still take him. Look, guys, and again, I'm not being flippant with you. Brad Holmes doesn't give an F about anybody else. We don't have all the information. We don't get to interview the players. We don't know what their draft board is. You know who else doesn't? Adam Schefter, Todd McShay, you know, Daniel Jeremiah. These people don't know what their draft boards are. And this is the problem with mock drafts. Everybody looks at a mock. Then they gain a confirmation bias where, well, that has to be the guy. And then when their team doesn't take him because their team never had him on their draft board, you end up upset at your team. Brad Holmes operates in silence. He will take the best player. I'll tell you what, he'll draft a backup at 28. That's where my head is at.
Really?
He'll roster build. He's not going to reach for need. I, you know what I think it's going to be? IBP. You know what IBP is? What? Interior big person. I could totally see them taking a guard or a defensive tackle. Why? Because every hyena wants an edge. They don't care what you want.
You know what? I was going to say that Gray Zabel's starting to look more and more like, because he can play everything.
Yeah, never seen him play. It's just you read he played tackle, guard, and center. What do the Lions like out of their linemen? Some versatility.
I need to see his RAS score, but yes.
Man, he's from North Dakota. My guess is negative RAS. Man, he's a big dude. Come on now. We'll get back to it, though. And again, if you like the deal, go buy the jersey. But I was just trying to have a different conversation with you. That transition tag is a powerful thing.
You're right. Go shop, see what you're worth. And if somebody wants to come back and say, hey, they're going to pay me X amount, yeah, we're out.
Again,
go enjoy your life.
I didn't want to do another J-Mo show. I've made my opinion known. I don't want to trade J-Mo. I want to pick up the fifth-year option, which is due by May 1st. I want to use him this year and next year. And then you know what, J-Mo? See ya.
Yeah.
God bless. Go get your money, son.
Because here's the beauty of it. Guys, Brad Cooks, and you all believe in him, he'll find more people, he'll find new picks, he'll find new Lions that you'll fall in love with.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You know, it's interesting. David, you just played the kind of, it's just synonymous with draft day. It's the first thing we think of, the draft chime. Fun note, just for you two. I want to just see. Do you know what year the draft chime debuted? Feels like it's been a lifetime, right? Like Rico was hanging out with his Nona in Southwest Detroit in the 60s, and the draft chime was there. When was the draft chime? When did it debut?
I'm going to go 92.
Okay, 1992. Yeah. David, do you want to lock in a guess?
I cannot remember the year, but I do know the player, so I don't want to give it away by giving the player.
All right, here's the point. It feels like it's been a lifetime with the draft chime. 2006. Crazy, right?
Are you serious?
Hasn't even been 20 years. The draft chime is like the Law and Order, you know, dun-dun.
Right.
It's like, oh, it's draft time.
It's like the Mandela effect. I thought it was in 92. I thought it's been around for a
nope. Wow. 06. We're going to get to Pistons and the draft top of the hour because I'm locked in on the Pistons tonight. The draft is taking them. Yes. Yes, thank you. Thank you. We should play the chime when the lights turn on. So look.
It rings right up to it. Dun, 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 dun.
Exactly. It's. I want to at least do one segment on this, just quick. Let's set the table because, David, I think you're involved in this. Draft night storylines, I know we're going to get to them in the Blitz coming up here in a few minutes, but this particular one, it has been a show storyline all offseason. I do not like Shedeur Sanders. Rico does. And it's simple. I think David is right in the middle of this. Let me lay this out, and I want to know if anybody wants to take bets on this. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't think the Giants are taking Shedeur at three. And if you start to look at the teams, there is a glut of teams that simply do not need quarterbacks. The Steelers sitting there at 21, Denver's at 20. Right there is your point that if nobody trades up, let's say the Giants move up and get Jackson Dart, which is a big rumor now, so it'll never happen. If Shedeur is there for the Steelers, David, do you, Rico, me, you the listener, is that the last bus stop for Shedeur? That if the Steelers don't take him there, he's Will Levis, girlfriend breaks up with him on draft night, he's not going in the first round.
Go ahead, David.
He's not going in the first round.
You wow. don't think the Steelers will take him?
I don't. I think it's a smoke screen, as Tomlin's saying. I love the guy. I think that's a smoke screen. He's not going okay. there.
Do you agree if he doesn't go to the Steelers, there's nothing afterwards where someone will take him?
Yeah, because I don't see him being the Lamar type, meaning a team wants to get the extra fifth year on him. I don't see that at all.
Well, no, and again, I'm not slandering the kid. He does not have elite arm talent. He does not have elite athleticism. He did not play high intellect football at Colorado. I mean, it just look, I'm not saying he's terrible. I don't want Rico to yell at me because it's yelling. Hurtful behavior. It's just
no yelling, but
do you think he's going in the first round?
I do. Okay. I do. No. And here's the prediction.
Lunch bet.
And here's the prediction, Mike. He and Travis Hunter will be teammates again.
Cleveland?
Will move up, swap out with either Kansas City or Buffalo, and get him right before the first round ends.
Okay. Now, listen, I would like that to happen because I'm in the interesting business. But it is a developing storyline today. There's kind of this groundswell that Shadur isn't going to go in the first round.
So, I'm just saying, Buffalo sitting there at 30, 31, 32. I can see Cleveland saying, hey, swap picks with us. You can have pick, what was that, 34? Yeah.
How about the Lions? Why not the Lions trading out of 28?
Because they would already have traded up and they would move down.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Who are we moving up and getting?
Punter? I don't know.
Okay, that's stop it. That's enough.
No. They will probably move up once. I think it's a run. I don't know what Brad wants, but if there's a run on certain players and it's like that was his category, you'll hear the chimes. Lions have moved up to pick 24, or they've traded with Minnesota, and they now own Minnesota's pick.
What storyline, David and Rico, here's the other question I have, and then we'll move because I know we've got to do the blitz and stuff, and I want to get to the Pistons. What storyline outside of Shadur are you locked in on tonight? Where you think, okay, this is going to be a thing. Because that's really why the draft is interesting. It's not about who goes where anymore. It's the storylines. Who's falling? The shocking trades up or down? What are you locked in on?
I'm locked in probably James Pierce. Where is he going to go? Is he going to go in the first? Kind of like Shadur. I think if there was no Shadur, Pierce would be the bigger story right now. But Shadur is overshadowing him. But I've seen him. He used to be as high as the 10th overall selection. Now some places have him out of the entire first round. That's one. And also, Mike, I want to see as a whole the running back story. Where do they go running backs go?
You just leaned into my storyline. It is Ashton Jeanty. Because there are rumors of people trying to trade to 2 to get Ashton Jeanty. What?
Trade to 3.
This is crazy.
Take the Giants pick. Well, look, you are seeing a little bit of a renaissance of the running back. That still doesn't mean I'm paying him $20 million a year when the deal is up. But, look, would I take a running back at 2? No, absolutely not. But is it impossible? No. I'm with you guys. I think Jeanty is... Look, I just hope he's not in Chicago. All right? For the Lions' sake. I don't want Jeanty with Ben Johnson. I don't want him in Chicago. I don't want to face him twice a year.
You know what? There's two people that I would not like. Jeanty is one, Mike. I don't want to see Chicago get Tyler Warren either. I think that he could do too much. He's too versatile, and Ben Johnson would have a field day. That's a Ben Johnson type of pick is Tyler Warren.
Oh, you didn't hear? Ben Johnson left his brain in Detroit.
Oh, I forgot.
He's a bum now.
So, yes, I the Jeanty thing, but don't sleep on Tyler Warren.
Tyler, okay. David, couple ticket texts, and we got to get to a blitz because I know you've got storylines galore, day of draft, and we'll rifle through them something or nothing style. And then top of the hour, I want to get a little Pistons in the mix with the draft. What has your attention tonight? I'm super interested because one is an actual game. The other is just performative theater. And your team's really good, and you're not picking very early. I'm just interested. We'll get to it. David, ticket text.
I think that it's possible they are more concerned with long-term stability of the team than they are trying to leverage a few short years of being better, if not great.
I think you're 100% right, and I don't agree with that strategy. Go ahead and be good for 7-8 years. You're the Ravens. What's it gotten you? Go ahead and be good for 7-8 years. What's it gotten you? You're the Bills. It's not about being good. It's about winning it all. And if you're afraid of what happens after, then I don't know what to tell you. It's just not how the super successful teams do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do it, but yeah, I don't care about 2028. It means nothing. It's about now and maybe next year.
Roy in Pontiac says, Oh, good. So we are going to be the Steelers, win 10 to 12 games a year, but never make the Super Bowl.
I don't know that. I didn't say that. I just said, go look at the teams that pay their safeties a lot of money and tell me what they all have in common. They don't have rings. They don't even have Super Bowl appearances. Just go look. That's the data. It's real. I'm not lying to you.
From Tom, he says, my storyline is the quarterback and wide receiver position. I feel like it's going to be a record low combined total for those positions round one.
I could see as few as two wide receivers. You could see as few as maybe two quarterbacks. Yeah. Look, the Giants are going to be at the center of that quarterback stuff. If they just do what they should do and take Abdul Carter at three, they're going to try to trade up.
Yeah.
It's all over the New York media the last three, 4 days.
And see, I think the same with Cleveland as well. You know what? Maybe we move back up, get that trade with Roseman and Philly. Hey, let us get pick 32. You can have pick 34.
And Howie will take a Georgia player no matter what.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. David, you have all the storylines. I know Diana Rossini's got like a top 20. Let's rifle through those next, set the table for everybody on draft day, and then we're going to bring the Pistons into the conversation at 3 o'clock. Let's get everybody set for the draft tonight. We've got the latest storylines coursing through the veins of NFL insiders. David, music.
Yes, it is draft day. There are things everywhere on the internet. Let's start here with Diana Rossini. She says, the Browns, Giants, and Patriots are fielding calls for number 2, 3, and 4 per league sources. The majority of the teams looking to move up are trying to get Travis Hunter.
Okay. Can I stop this? Can I do a PSA? I want to be of service. Okay?
The mic is yours, Senator from New York.
Thank you. I want to be of service to people. This is of the same news caliber as boobs are fun, water is wet, sky blue. Giants and Browns have telephone. Giants and Browns willing to answer telephone. This is not...
You got sirens going down.
Right. This is not news. Wait, I'm sorry. What are teams at 2, 3, and 4 not even going to take calls? Not news. Boobs fun. Water wet. Sky blue.
David, the funny thing is, I think there's going to be a lot of reports, a lot of rumors. I don't know if there's going to be any trades. I think everybody's kind of waiting for everybody else to do something. I don't know if Travis Hunter is that needle moving for somebody to give up extra picks to get.
So the betting markets are talking today. Ashton Jeanty is the betting favorite to be the number 5th overall selection in this draft. But the betting markets are also saying the Bears are the betting favorite to take Jeanty, which means the Bears would have to trade up from 10 to 5. We see that happening.
I buy it.
Yeah.
Ben Johnson didn't go somewhere to be somebody's errand boy. Ben Johnson wanted power. If he says, I did it in Detroit, we did it with Gibbs, go get me my running back, Ryan Poles, or you're fired. Yeah, I believe it.
No, I'm with you. I see Ben Johnson saying, I want to duplicate exactly what I did in Detroit, and he knows his offense. I need this guy to run this offense. We will be explosive. And he wrote a lot of checks that he's now got to cash. Like he's talked trash to the Lions. He's talked trash to the Vikings and the Packers. He's got to go out there and get some stuff done in division. So, no, he's not there to kind of slowly build this thing.
Rico, you discussed that Hunter and Sanders could possibly be teammates again. Well, according to this rumor out there, there are serious draft rumblings around the league that the Browns are looking to attempt to secure both Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders in tonight's draft. Hunter, of course, being the priority, but they want to do what the Texans did last year with getting two guys in the top 10.
Whoa. I quit.
I wouldn't say top 10, David.
Can that franchise just sink into the lake?
Here's the thing. Hunter is the priority, and if Shedeur gets past the Steelers, nobody else really wants him. So now if I'm Cleveland, I'm calling the bottom of the first round to see what it would cost me to move up 2, 3, 4 spots to get him.
So everyone believes, yes, the Titans are staying at number one, but there has been a team that has caught them multiple times and have been reportedly the most aggressive to get the number one pick. That is the New York Giants. They have called multiple times to move up to number one.
Or you could have just lost the game. I'm sorry, Mike.
David, that was do you have a particular drop of Denzel Washington playing Frank Lucas in American Gangster? Or no, it was Training Day. Yeah. Oh, you mother. Yeah, I know. Exactly. That's my response as Rico began to speak. Listen. I'm at a point where Joe Shane is just, I quit. Yeah, go ahead. Keep calling. The Titans aren't making that deal. And if they did, it would be so injurious to the Giants. This is not. I don't view Cam Ward as that type of prospect. Is it a guy I'd want? Sure. But as the senator from North Carolina to my right just said, well, then maybe you shouldn't have won a game, you feckless morons.
The Falcons, who sit at number 15, their report here says they are focused on building up their defense with pass rushers and looking at James Pierce or Marshall's Mike Green.
Yeah, okay. 15. Hey, here's a news story. Atlanta's focused on building their defense 2024, 2023, 2021, 2020, 2019. How about the year that the kid brought the 30 by 50 frame picture of his dead grandmother? Mm-hmm. That's all they've tried to do, and they never fix it. Mm-hmm. Whatever, sure. But James Pierce at that spot, you better be damn sure that your personnel people are willing to risk their jobs doing it. Because the reports on James Pierce might be the worst guy ever. Yeah. Or misunderstood. You better be right, because you make that pick there, not like Rico's talking at 28 or something. You make it at 15, someone's losing their job if that kid comes in and is lazy and he's a dog and a space cadet.
But then again, I can see the Falcons just doing something stupid and saying, yeah, but we couldn't pass up on Matthew Golden, so we need another receiver. So I know we said defense, but you know, we took Michael Penix last year, so hey, surprise.
So, report here talks about the Houston Texans, and I've talked about what they did last year in trading back up to get a second guy in the top 10. They have traded in the at least three draft day trades every year and 18 total trades since Nick Caserio became the GM in 2021. The rumor is that they are trying to trade up to possibly get Tyler Warren.
Go ahead, Rico.
Houston Texans, right?
Yes.
This is what we're talking about. Team with no offensive line.
Uh-oh. Currently, they don't have one.
Okay. I'm just making sure. Yeah, there wasn't a...
More toys?
No. Just at this point, no. If you're going to trade up, you have to go and get an offensive lineman. It is crucial. You're going to get Stroud killed. He's going to become gun-shy back there, and then you're going to blame him for all the reasons why you can't go far in the playoffs rather than just say, maybe we need to get this man some protection. He's got toys. David, you can find toys. He needs protection.
Also, we need to get Tank Dell a new right leg.
He won't be back for another year or so.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. He'll be back at Thanksgiving, Rico, remember?
Yeah, okay, that was David. Yeah, he'll be back for Thanksgiving, David. He's done for 2 years.
Let's finish it off with this one here. And it is Jackson Dart not going to fall beyond the Saints with the 9th pick. Everyone in the league believes he is going in the top 10 regardless. Somebody's going to trade up or he's going to the Saints.
No, it just feels like this year's J.J. McCarthy, guy who just kind of rises up draft boards. And look, I don't know what the Saints are doing. I don't know what the organizational plan is. Their cap situation's a debacle. It was the least desirable job. It seems like a terrible place to draft a rookie QB, but whatever, man. Go ahead and enjoy yourself. It'd be a shame. I'd like to see Jackson Dart go somewhere where he's got a chance. I like him as a player.
But see, I think, Mike, you're taking Jackson Dart not because you want to. You're taking him because Carr just kind of surprised you and said, hey, I may not be playing this year, and now we got to get a quarterback. And, okay, is this the best that we can do? I mean, David, I think he will go past the Saints, and I look for him to get drafted somewhere in the teens. That's where maybe your Giants move up, Mike, to try to grab him or somebody else. But The Saints, I think they'll pass because if they draft him, they're risking everything that he's going to be the savior of that team.
And that is In Football Today.